Literary Hyperlinks, Thomas More. Life. Thomas More was born in London in 1477. Educated at Canterbury College, Oxford, he entered Parliament in 1504. In 1529 he became Lord Chancellor of England, and was treated with great respect during his residency at court. However, in 1534 his fortune turned. Opposing Henry VIII's decision to divorce his first wife, Catherine, and refusing to swear acceptance of the king's supremacy over the Church of England, More was imprisoned in the Tower of London. Condemned for high treason, More was beheaded in 1535. Exactly 400 years later, he was canonized as St. Thomas More. Works. One of More's first works was a translation of a latent biography of Pico della Mirandola published in 1510. During time spent on official business in Flanders, More started writing his most famous book, Utopia, which he completed and published in 1516. Much later, during the years of his imprisonment, he wrote a number of devotional and exegetical works, including A Dialogue of Comfort Against Tribulation, a treatise on the Passion and the Sadness of Christ. Focus on the text, Utopia. Thomas More's main work, Utopia, was written in Latin, which was the international language of intellectual debate at the time, with More's friend Erasmus of Rotterdam supervising the printing. Utopia became popular at once and was translated into English, French, German, Italian and Spanish. The title comes from Greek utopos and means nowhere. It's a speculative political essay about the search for the best possible form of government. This was a subject that was of great concern to intellectuals of the whole Renaissance period, producing a number of works from different political perspectives. These ranged from utopian narratives, such as that of More and Tommaso Campanella, whose La Città del Sole was published in 1602, to Il Principe of Niccolò Machiavelli, a work which, in contrast to Utopia, is centered on despotic rule, which subordinates moral principles to the expediency of the most effective political methods. The form of Utopia was probably suggested by the narrative of the voyages of Amerigo Vespucci, printed in 1507. More's narrator is Raphael, a Portuguese seaman who, during his travels, has discovered the island of Utopia. This place, he says, is completely unique in the world because it's a perfect society. Utopia is divided into two books. In the first book, Raphael talks of his adventures and travels and describes England as a land where poverty produces crime, greed and social problems. In the second book, he describes Utopia as the ideal state. Utopia, he says, is ruled according to principles of harmony and justice. Private property has been replaced by communal ownership. People work only 6 hours per day. A national system of education is available for women and men alike. There is complete freedom of thought and every religion is tolerated. While war is considered a terrible practice to be used only as a last resort. Yet, the society is not completely equal. It, for example, dominates by males, and a distinction is made between the free citizens of Utopia and the slave class of bondsmen who do the heavy manual labor. It's interesting to note that Utopia was written at a time when there was widespread social and economic inequality in Britain, and stealing was commonly published by hanging. Freedom of speech, too, was almost non-existent and was possible only in private. As a plan for a perfect society, Utopia appears in marked contrast to the society in which More actually lived. Philosophically, the book is a pure product of Renaissance humanism, and like other texts of the period, was partly inspired by Plato's notion of the perfect state developed in the Republic, Timaeus and Critias. More, however, gives us a much more physical, tangible and realistic account of his society than Plato does, describing the daily lives and relations of its inhabitants in detail. Yet, one thing Utopia shares with Plato's ideal state is the assumption that man is fundamentally good.